Welcome to the Puppet Labs podcast. This is Dawn Foster, the Director of Community at Puppet Labs. And today we're going to talk about online learning and certification programs. So we're going to start with some introductions.
Hi, my name is Greg Larkin. I'm the owner and operator of a company named SourceHosting.net, located in southern New Hampshire.
And I am Brad Hamilton. I'm an instructional designer here at Puppet Labs.
I'm Jamie Rosa. I manage the Puppet certification program here at Puppet Labs.
So I'm going to start with a couple of questions about certifications. As you just heard, Jamie is responsible for our certification programs. The reason Greg is on this podcast is because he was recently certified. So why don't we start with Jamie, and you can tell us a little bit more about the certification programs that we offer. And then we'll transition to Greg, who can tell us a little more about how he prepared for his certification and what that process was like.
Sure. So the Puppet certification program was developed in 2012. We released two exams in late 2012. So we currently have the Puppet professional exam, which is focused on certifying system administrators who use Puppet. And then we have the Puppet developer exam, which is focused on folks who extend their Puppet applications using Ruby. So both of the exams are computer-based multiple choice exams. They're 90 minutes long, and we offer them at Pearson VUE testing centers, which are available around the world.
So Greg, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what it was like to go through the certification process and how you prepared for it?
Sure. I should say that I first started out, I was interested in certification earlier this year. Before I went to PuppetConf, I thought it would be just a good idea as I work on some projects where I'm using Puppet and also want to perhaps move into more of a Puppet consulting role at some point. And once I got to PuppetConf, I found out I could actually take the certification for free, which was great as part of the attendance at the conference. I ended up getting a voucher. I didn't take it at the conference, but I got a voucher that was good for a month or more. And then maybe 4 or 5 days before it was about to expire, I realized, oh, I better schedule that. And luckily, there were some slots at the local testing center, which was only a few miles from my house. I went through a lot of the documentation, took the example test several times. I also have the Pro Puppet book, so I was using that. And really just trying to brush up on things that I may not have touched on as I was using Puppet in my job. And that seemed to do a pretty good job of covering most of the bases for me. At the same time, I was also doing a lot of answering of questions at the Puppet Labs Q&A, the ask.puppetlabs.com site. And I think that was also a nice additional type of studying that I was doing because I'm just absorbing a lot of different scenarios and that sort of thing. So then I just went to the testing center and went through a fairly rigorous process they have there for all of their different exams that they administer. You know, you're in a small cubicle, you're being watched by a camera, so, you know, no funny business or any of that. But once I got into it, we just started out with that computer-based exam program and just walked through all of those different multiple choices and just tried to do my best. It was a little stressful because, you know, you're under a time constraint. But I did find the computer-based program to be pretty good in the sense that I could flag different questions for review. So if I, you know, got stuck on something, I could say, okay, you know, here's what I think it is, but I can always go back and look at it and I'll have a list at the end where I can review everything that I flagged. And I made ample use of that. That was super helpful. You know, I couldn't bring in any outside paper or pencils or anything. They gave me a erasable board that I could kind of like draw on with a marker and that kind of thing. And then I think I actually had to turn that in, you know, unerased at the end or something. So, yeah, it was a little bit different. I hadn't been in that environment for a while. But overall, I'd say it was very positive. And I got my score right there that day, which was really nice. And, you know, I always wanted to know which ones I didn't answer right. But, of course, we can't know that, you know, because I always wanted to improve certain areas. But overall, yeah, good experience. Pretty happy that I actually got the certification afterwards as well.
Was there anything that you found particularly surprising about the test or particularly interesting about the questions that we asked?
I'm trying to remember some of the specifics. You know, there were definitely code samples. So it wasn't necessarily just a question like pick this answer based on some simple question. I mean, it was more complicated than that. There would be code samples. There would be kind of like testing interrelations between modules or classes, things of that nature, but more complex code samples than I might have imagined. And that was more difficult than I expected, but a nice surprise because it was testing more complex knowledge, I guess, than just simply, fill in the blank or, choose this answer based on a certain simple question.
Yeah, I know one of the things that Jamie's been really focused on is making sure that it's a certification that people would be proud of. So, I had a certification for a system administrator for AIX back in, the mid-90s, but I had actually no respect for that certification because it was so incredibly easy and I took it without studying for it and I wasn't actually an AIX system administrator. I was more on the HPUX and SunOS side. So, it's really important to us that we have a certification that people can be really proud of. So maybe, Jamie, you can talk a little bit more about some of the background and some of how we got to the point where we did with the certification and how we made sure that it was something that was a real test of people's Puppet knowledge.
Yeah, well, part of the reason the exams are what they are is we, one, sought out to have a high-stakes certification exam, which is exactly that. We wanted it to mean something. It's not the type of exam you would take in an academic environment where your teacher makes up some quick recall multiple-choice questions. While some of those exist, there are different degrees of depth, and it's all defined early on. We bring in subject matter experts from the beginning to develop what do we want to test? What do we want the certification to represent when somebody says they are Puppet certified? And then from there, we develop objectives with that in mind, focusing on the domain we're testing. And then those objectives go through a vetting process with subject matter experts to make sure, these are the tasks we want them to know. But even more than that, we determine at that stage the level of difficulty that those objectives need to test to. So some of them may have things that are simple recall. Some of them may be more scenario-based. And we want to dig in as much as we can to make sure that these folks are able to do what they're testing and proving they can do. So it's not something that we expect somebody to take just one of our classes, leave, and be successful in the exam. While we recommend our classes and they will help you prepare, you need to have that real-world experience. So something similar to what Greg was doing by getting on ASK, exploring questions, trying to find that information, that helps him really get in there and see how everyone is using it. And that's what we have in mind when we're testing it, is what would we expect this person at this level to be able to do and demonstrate and show us.
So that's sort of a good segue over to Brad, who recently worked to launch our new online learning portal, the Puppet Workshop, which is a good way for people to start to prepare for things like certifications and learn more about Puppet. So maybe you can talk about what that program is and how people can use it, where they can find it.
Yeah, let me give you the URL right up front so that as you're listening to the podcast, you can actually jump on the website and follow along with some of the things that we're talking about. If you go to puppetlabs.com/learn, that's sort of our one-stop shop for all things learning. Before you log into the Puppet Labs workshop itself, which is where you're going to find online courses, we have links out to our instructor-led courses, so Puppet Fundamentals, Advanced Puppet, and Extending Puppet. You can find where those courses are held. We also have a link to the Learning VM that you can download and play with on your own installation. And then all of the stuff that Jamie's been talking about, we have a link to all of the certification information with even some practice exams that you can take. So to log into the workshop, there's a link just right there on that /learn page. And once you get in, you're going to notice that there's a long list of courses that we have available. Right now, I think that's around 13 or 14, with another one being released the end of this week. They're spread across four categories. So we have a Puppet category, which you would think of like core Puppet type courses. So things like auto-loading, resources, relationships, that sort of thing. And then we have a category for products, which is right now bent towards Puppet Enterprise. So things like the console and Event Inspector. Those are the courses that we're releasing this week. And then we'll also release things like Geppetto into this category. The third category is technologies. So that's where you're going to find things that tie into Puppet and are used within a Puppet installation to make it even more powerful. So things like Hira and Puppet DB, M Collective, Razor, those kinds of things. And then the fourth category, the last category, is the Forge and Modules category. And that's where we have courses on not only how you interact with forge.puppetlabs.com, but also how you write clean modules that can be used by other users. And all of our courses are structured the exact same way. Once you find the course that you're interested in, you click the little green enroll button and you're off and running. So we always give you some intro text. We give you a nice short video discussing the topic. And most of those videos top out at 10 to 12 minutes in length. Most of the courses have exercises that you can go through to practice what you've just watched in the video. And then we have an online quiz right at the end of each course. Every quiz is 5 questions, true, false, multiple choice, just so that you can reinforce what you've just learned in each of those courses. So as Jamie was saying, the certification is not one of those things where you can take one of our instructor-led classes and be comfortable taking the exam, but our instructor-led classes plus what you find in the Puppet Labs workshop plus some real-world experience can get you better prepared for the exams.
So how long does it take from start to finish one of these online courses? You mentioned the 10 to 12 minute video. How much else is there as part of the course?
Yeah, it's a 10 to 12 minute video. And then depending on the number of exercises for a given course, those can take, that's kind of up to your discretion as a user. You can, really take your time and play with the exercises, or you can run through them and we provide solutions. So if you're on a shorter timeline, you can get through those exercises rather quickly. Because the quizzes are all 5 questions and multiple choice and true false, and we purposely did not make them difficult questions like you would find on the certification exam, I would say 20 minutes tops you could get through a course. So, over a lunch break, you can easily get 1 to 2 courses in. And right now, because we only have 14 courses on the library and we're growing that every month, you could actually work through our entire library in just a couple of weeks.
So what are some of the additional courses? I know you're constantly talking to people around Puppet Labs and elsewhere to work on course material. What are some of the things we can expect to see over the next few months?
One of the things that keeps coming up are some of the more complex topics. People want to know not only about how you get started with Puppet, so simple things like just what a resource is and what that means in Puppet, but on the more advanced end of the spectrum, how do you set up an environment where you're using things like roles and profiles? So we've released an introductory course to roles and profiles. And then in the first quarter of next year, we want to release 2 more courses, an intermediate and an advanced level course on roles and profiles, just to give some people more advanced topics about how they actually would set up and structure their Puppet environment and not just how it runs. We have a lot of talk from users about how they take something like Git and incorporate that into a development environment with Puppet. And so one of the courses that we want to create focuses on Puppet with Git. And then I think I mentioned a little while ago, Geppetto is one of those topics that we want to roll out some courses on. So that would be another thing that you could look for in the first quarter of next year.
So now that we're getting quite a few people certified, as the community person, I have to ask the question of, have we really thought about putting together some type of a community for certified professionals? And is there a way for people to sort of find each other, people who've been certified? Maybe you can talk a little more about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, we just sent out a survey last week to start pulling our group of current certified individuals to see what they thought about the community moving forward. And so we started tossing some ideas around creating a certified-only LinkedIn group where they could connect, potentially looking at a job board, growing more of a profile that folks can see. And so ideally, these things can kind of integrate with some of the other community things your folks do as well. One of the things we set up initially when we developed the Puppet workshop was these profiles in there. So you currently have the ability to actually email and ask to have your Puppet certification added to your profile within the workshop.
So Greg, as the certified professional here in the room, what do you think of the idea of building a community around certified professionals, and how would you want to use that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I definitely like the idea of having the ability to connect with other professionals. There may be certain situations I run into that just aren't familiar to me, and I could go and ask a public list or something like that, but it might be useful to ask a group of folks who, are probably involved in some, I'm guessing, higher end types of deployments that might be able to give me a quicker answer, a higher quality answer. Personally, for me, that's great. But I'd also, I'd be interested in using it as possibly as a referral network. So I know that if I get some sort of inquiry from a company that needs somebody on site, but it's not in my area, then I'd have the ability to go in and say, well, I know of these folks that are in your area and you may want to talk to them. I think that would be really useful. And just trying to get high quality people into these areas, helping the companies with their Puppet deployments, and just generally spreading the word too. There may be ways that we can leverage that community to kind of evangelize Puppet to other folks who haven't picked it up yet.
So what's next for certification, Jamie?
Well, so like we talked about a little bit, we really want to focus on the community this year. That's one of the big things we want to work on growing and putting more value into that. And then another thing we actually started working on this week is an update to the Puppet Professional Exam. So we're working to update that to reflect what's changed in Puppet Enterprise 3.1. So you can look for the new version of the Puppet Professional Exam available in Q1 of 2014.
One other question for you guys. Is there a recertification as those tests change and as Puppet itself gets developed and new releases come out?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Jamie.
So what we have done here is we've designed all of our certifications to be such that once you've earned your certification, it's yours. It doesn't expire. So the current Puppet Professional certification is actually the Puppet Professional 2013 certification, meaning you're always going to be certified on that version, which was 2.7 and later. What will happen when the new version comes out, the old exam will go away. So the 2013 exam will go away, the 2014 exam will be available. We will not require an upgrade for those who have taken the 2013, nor would we ever require an upgrade. What we have talked about doing is putting in a few other steps because the new exam is only slightly different. The 2014 is only slightly different than the 2013. We are looking at putting in a few steps in its details. We're still working out, so I don't want to speak prematurely on those, but we want to help those who have the 2013 certification get that 2014 certification, and it likely won't be in a scenario where we're going to send them back to the testing center so soon. So, you know, short of just saying, yes, we're going to just grandfather everyone in, we are just working to put a few things in place to kind of give them a checkpoint along the way to say, hey, here's where you are. Let's talk about these interim steps here. Let's make sure you're up to speed on what's changed, and then here's your 2014. So there will definitely be more details to come.
So as we start to wrap up the podcast, maybe Greg, you can give us the one thing that you would recommend for other people who are getting ready to take the certification. What's like the one thing that you would recommend that they do to prepare for it?
For me, I think the really most valuable thing was the real world experience. Just going through the learning process from basically nothing. You know, I've been using it for about a year, a little over a year or so. And through that time, I've, you know, run into a lot of walls and made a lot of breakthroughs and things like that. And I think going through that critical thinking about the deployment that I was working on helped me get into the exam, analyze the questions, think about them from a real world perspective, and put my best effort forward for answering that question or those questions. So I'd say the real world experience.
What about you, Jamie? Is there any one thing that you would recommend for people who are getting ready to get certified and helping them prepare?
I think my first recommendation I always tell folks is within our website, within puppetlabs.com/certification, you can go to the exam overview for each exam, and we list a full list of the objectives that are tested on the exam. So when folks are wondering, what do I study? What skills do I need to know? That's your source of truth there. That is exactly what's tested on the exam and what you can expect to see on the exam. And I think many folks sort of overlook that and go straight to the training, but that's a great first stop to understand all the objectives you're going to encounter on the exam.
So why don't we summarize just a little bit where people can go to learn more? So you mentioned puppetlabs.com/certification, and Brad mentioned puppetlabs.com/learn. Is there anything else that you would recommend for people for next steps?
I think those are the best two landing pages to hit. From there on the certification site, you're going to see a link that is clear steps to certification. And that was our one-stop shop of where do I start and how do I go through this, along with a whole list of FAQs on there. So those two URLs will get you where you need to go.
And then we also have a lot of videos from PuppetConf, so you can find those on puppetlabs.com/resources. There's a PuppetConf videos link, so that's also a great way to brush up on a particular topic because there was lots of good information there. So thank you, Greg, for coming on the podcast with us.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. So this has been the Puppet Labs podcast, and we hope to see you again next time. So thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.